DJW Mobile. DJW Mobile. How are you? Did you win?
Talk about it.
That doesn't sound good.
Yes, I've ever played in my life. I think a 2-year-old could have done better, but they weren't there, so I had to play. I'll tell you, it's just unbelievable. But then I can get back out there, or I might get back at 6 o'clock and play like I'm supposed to. Like I normally do, and it's just, I don't know. One thing is, I don't think my brain's awake at 9 o'clock.
What's on TV as well? You see that guy, Raphael, who was a world champion who got beat by an American this weekend?
I was really torn there because I really think a lot of Nadal. And, but I had to pull for the American because, it's U.S. Open and he's an American. I mean, dang. It's a no-brainer. But anyway, and, Nadal got beat. And I think he was playing, who was it, center? Or I can't remember anyway. But he played well. I thought, he just got beat. So it wasn't like it was a slaughter or anything.
Which team you got to pull for, but still, you follow him throughout his whole career, and he does so well. At some point, it's got to be over. It's kind of bittersweet, though. It's hard to see him lose, but good to see an American win.
My wife and I have been saying, where are all the Americans? There's got to be some young American guys, playing tennis in college or something. I mean, what's the deal here? So, so here they come, and I'm glad because, we need to be better represented in the sport.
I hadn't thought about it that much, but you're right. That and soccer, or football American, is what they call it overseas. Football is not soccer, whatever. Anyway, they call it football. Same deal there. It's not as big as American football, but I think it is growing. Anyway, I'm at the transfer station, so it could be my turn. There's only one guy between me and getting in the garage, so if I get in there while you're talking, you won't hear me come back. W4DJW.
Well, have a good one, and I'm headed to the house, and I'll recover from this defeat.
On the next go around, it looks like the guy that's kind of going to use his slot is pulling out now. So good timing. I may get back out here before you leave, and maybe not. Anyway, W4DJW clear.
Around a few more minutes. KB4CBA Mobile.
I need a radio check.
Yeah, check. Missed your call. You are noisy in the repeater. You are copyable, but there is a good bit of white noise in there with you.
Okay, just needed to know that. Let me make one adjustment here.
That was better. Seemed like it kind of fell out right at the end after you quit talking, but before you unkeyed the mic, it got noisier, but if that helps, I don't know. That is better. There's still just a little bit of noise in there, crackle or something, but definitely a better signal into the machine.
Hey, thank you. I set it from narrow to wide. I bought a new radio in 218. Thank you very much, WD9GZI.
Where are you located?
Over by Woodruff Road, Highway 14 in Woodruff.
Oh, what kind of antenna are you using?
That's with the rubber duck on the radio.
Well, for HT, humidity. I don't know if you're indoors or in the house or outside. Sometimes I just have to go, if I want to talk on the AC, I just have to go outside if I want to, you know, hit the repeater. Well, with my Baofeng, it's an 8-watt Baofeng. But I found out the Baofeng, I've used it mobile, and it does pretty good. I got the same exact antenna as I do on this car. And it does pretty good on transmit, but it doesn't have the receiver that this radio has, that's for sure.
I'm out on the deck. I'm just trying to play around with this radio. I bought this radio, went up to Shelby and bought it. It was $69. I can't go wrong. And one of the things I bought it, the reason I bought it was it has 220 on it, but I have not been able to find any 220 machines in the area here that are active.
Oh, Lord. I was trying to think of the website. If it's repeaterdirectory.com or something like that. Anyway, you can Google it. And it'll give you all the machines in South Carolina. And, you know, heck, you might be able to hit a few in you know, around the Asheville area and that kind of thing. But anyway. Yeah, I've never had a 220 rig. I've got this is 2 meter and 440, and so is the Baofeng I have. It's the same thing. But I rarely talk on 440. I'll key it up every now and then, throw out my call, but I rarely get a response.
Repeaterbook.com. You can get the app on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, then I did look online. I did try a bunch of 220 machines and couldn't. I'll look at repeaterbook.com and see what I find. Repeaterbook.com lists all the repeaters everywhere, all the states. So if you're traveling, you can use it. You put it on your phone. Some radios will actually even interact with it. Certain radios, you just look for the repeaters you're looking for in your area, and it'll list a bunch of them. When you tap on it, it'll change your radio to that frequency. Not all radios, but some of them. I'll keep poking around with this. Just wanted to make sure I'm getting out. It sounds like I am. One of these low-cost radios.
For the info, Bob, and good morning. I had to look at my clock. So what kind of handheld is that?
It's a tri-band radio, 2 meters, 450, and 220. And a tri 220, and I can bring up 450 machines and 2 meter machines, but nothing on 220. But I'll keep poking around.
Hunting. me and I don't know if you get on HF, but if you do, check into the 80 meter net on 3915, and it's held every night at 7 o'clock. KB4CBA, that's a sideband net.
ICOM IC705. I'll look into that, the 80 meter.
You know, I'm off at 80 right now. My Carolina Wyndham antenna is the Bowen's messed up, and I got in from Bowen Designs. They build them as you order them, so they're building mine. As a matter of fact, I think I got an email yesterday that it shipped, but anyway, it'll, you know, it's probably on a slow boat from China or something, but anyway, no, I think they build those in the States, but, once I get that straightened out, I'll get back on 80 meters. I've got a 7300, but it won't even, when I push the tune button, it just clicks one time and that's it. It doesn't even try to tune up on 80. It'll tune, 40, you know, and all the way to 10, but it will not tune 80. So I think it got hit by lightning.
Thank you very much for giving me the radio check. Name here is Frank, and this is WD9GZI. Thank you.
T3s, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for the help, Bob. KP4CBA mobile.
Man, no problem. I just heard you in there. And, I hear you, David. Catch you again soon.
Hopefully you were in and out a lot there. I really couldn't copy a lot of that.
Now going down into the valley there. So anyway, I'm getting ready to hop off anyway. J73ND7J.
So when you hop off, 73ND7J, KP4CBA.
W, mobile again.
Just can't keep a good man down.
Trips out of the house today. Being retired, I don't get out much anymore. But went to the transfer station. I got an old bicycle. It's one of those. It's an exercise bike. And I was reading how to get rid of it. And they said there's a recycle center over in Greer, so I'm going to go investigate that and carry a couple old batteries with me too. Try and clear some space out. Do some spring cleaning in the late summer.
Your batteries, that, you know, there's not a lot of places to dispose of batteries properly. I'm sure a lot of people just throw them in the trash can, but I say that. You know, because they just probably don't know. But anyway, I think some of the county sites that take trash and all that stuff will take them, but they have a special bin for them.
I went up in Greer O'Neill. The transfer station won't, or at least they told me several times they wouldn't. I think it depends on who you ask. But when I was reading yesterday on where to take old stuff like that, they said anywhere you can buy a car battery, they'll take a car battery back most of the time, like any of those AutoZone or Auto Shack or whatever those places are. Probably battery bolts and plus, whatever that, they'll probably do it too. Anyway, I got to go load the bicycle in the back of the truck. I'm about home now. So it's going to be a day out and about for me. kind of a nice change of pace.
Beautiful day. Yeah, it's a little warm, but it's not bad. Yeah, I got my hour and a half tennis game in, so I feel like I've exercised. I may wind up cutting the grass this evening, but I'm going to wait until it, you know, about an hour before it gets dark, because it didn't take me but about 45 minutes to cut it. Oh, man. Well, you have a good one. I'm getting ready to pull into the garage. 73's, David. KP4CBA mobile.
All right, David. Good talking to you. And good timing, because I'm right in front of the driveway. KP4CBA, W4DJ, W clear.